morning, everyone. It's 11 o'clock on April 24th, and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Rita Gonzalez with news. Looking at the weather outside our East York studios, it's 9 degrees with clear blue sunny skies. Now here are the headlines. The TTC is open and running again this morning after a tragic incident occurred early yesterday morning. Also yesterday morning, there was a glimpse from the past, a water main flooded the westbound lanes of Lakeshore Boulevard. The baby killer is out and is shouting she is an innocent after being in jail for a year. And city taxes have gone up officially to 3.8% this year. Now to our top story. Early Monday morning, an accident occurred in the TTC tunnel south of Lawrence Station. It left one maintenance worker crushed to death and two injured. The subway was closed from York Mills to Davisville, leaving many commuters to find alternative ways to getting to their destination. There were shuttle buses available and were filled to the max. A lack of communication from the TTC to commuters left some in the dark. The identity of the TTC worker has been released. His name is Antonio, but he was a five-year employee after a maintenance crew. Yeah, I don't have that sheet. That's why. Antonio Almeida. After a maintenance crew of 11 were done cleaning up as... Okay, I'm off. Sorry. After a maintenance crew of 11 were done cleaning asbestos off the walls of the TTC tunnel, they got on a flatbed work car to Davisville Yard. There was a piece of equipment that came loose from one of the car and hit another car, crushing the driver. Still closed today are the eastbound lanes of Lakeshore Boulevard and are expected to stay that way for a couple of days after a water main broke and flooded the roadway yesterday morning around 4 a.m. In 2006, the eastbound lanes of Lakeshore Boulevard were also closed along the same stretch of road after a water main broke. With the baby boomers ready to hit retirement and not enough skilled workers, the government may be looking to immigrants to fill these jobs, but some are not happy about this. Carlos Nunez is the Toronto Settlement Director. He says immigrants are sometimes worse off here than in the countries. With backgrounds in engineering or medicine, immigrants hope to find work in their fields. Instead, they become plumbers or cleaners. Darlene Morales has more on this report.
She vacuums, sweeps, washes floors, and sometimes washes children. No, it's not TV super nanny. It's a highly trained dentist, and instead of cleaning mouths, she's cleaning buildings. Dr. Alva Guzman recently came to Canada looking for a more stable life. She was a dentist back home in El Salvador and thought she could find a job within that field here. She couldn't. So she's going back to school, but for new immigrants, she says it's not easy.
I think it's going to be kind of difficult for me because of the money, and because as you see, I have to get like any kind of job I can get by now to save money.
Carlos Nunez is a settlement director in Toronto who works daily with new immigrants. He sees many cases like Guzman's and says that most immigrants will settle for any job in order to survive and beat poverty.
I would say that only 5-10% of new immigrants get access to a new opportunity within the first 3-6 months.
And he says it's even harder for women.
The women, yeah, a lot harder. The daily market for women is limited to terms and positions for cleaning.
Nunez says that it is www.hireimmigrants.ca. Darlene Morales for Centennial College Radio News.
This is a Centennial College Radio breaking news bulletin. Now, live to the newsroom.
This just in, the chair of the TTC, Adam Jambroni, has resigned. Jambroni told reporters this morning at City Hall he felt he could not remain on the job running Toronto's Public Transit Commission after yesterday's fatal accident that killed a longtime TTC worker. Jambroni has been on the job only 8 months. He says he's tried but failed to repair a corporate culture that doesn't put worker safety first. We'll have more on this developing story as it unfolds. After being found guilty of first-degree murder charges, Sherry Sherrod has been tagged baby killer. Sherrod's four-month son died suddenly 11 years ago. A pathologist found that the baby had a skull fracture and neck trauma. After two new pathologists looked over the baby's body again, they found a different cause of death. With the help of the Association in Defense of the Wrongly Convicted, the new two doctors think the baby died by accidental suffocation on his bedding. Sherrod wants to be exonerated and her name cleared as she appeals her conviction to the Ontario Court of Appeal. Late Monday afternoon, the new Toronto's budget for 2007 was officially passed. Taxes have gone up past the level of inflation to a whopping 3.8% increase. Businesses which make more money will have to give up an additional 1.26% of the total earnings. And that's all from the news this hour. Now we'll send it over to Rocio Castillo for a look into more news.
So you're eating chunky chicken soup with a fork?
Well, you gotta spear the chicken to get into your mouth. Look at that! Look at the size of that! You gotta use a spoon for the noodles!
You got some noodles on your fork.
Yeah, but they slide through.
Well, you use the spoon, you use the fork.
That's right.
Is chunky chicken a soup or a meal?
I leave that up to the experts.
Why'd you say that?
I know, but I mean, you know, I'm not a connoisseur in the food department. But I would say it's a meal.
But it's a soup!
It's a meal within a soup can! Let's put it that way.
Campbell's chunky chicken. It's the soup that eats like a meal.
Tuesday, April 24th, I'm Rocio Castillo, and this is Centennial College Radio News. In the weather, expect sunny skies all day with a high of 16 degrees and a low of 6. It is currently 7 degrees in the megacity. And here's what's making news today. Subway lines are back on track. An April shower leaves thousands without light. Mother fights accusations of killing her baby, and a 6-year-old saves his family from a raging fire. Now to our top story. All is now clear on the Yonge University subway line after a tragic accident caused closures from York Mill Station all the way to Eglinton Station. TTC commuters were forced to take alternate routes to work and home yesterday as transit crews worked on cleaning up the wreckage. According to officials, the accident was caused when a steel platform collapsed from a maintenance car. One TTC driver, Antonio Almeida, who was 38 years of age, was killed, and two others are in critical condition. Almeida, along with 10 other crew members, were covering the night shift, removing asbestos from the subway tunnels. The tragedy occurred soon after the crew was done working. It's been a while since Toronto has seen a storm as violent as the one that showed its ugly head yesterday. With winds reaching up to 100 kilometers an hour, trees were pulled from the ground and rooftops were blown away. Many Torontonians were left in the dark due to damaged hydro lines. Hydro One crews have been busy working to restore power to thousands of homes and expect that most people will have their power back by mid-afternoon today. Some harder-to-reach areas north of Toronto and east to Arnprior might be waiting for their power until late this evening. It's been a long, hard battle for Sherry Sherritt after she was accused of killing her 4-month-old baby, Joshua, 11 years ago. Dr. Charles Smith, a pediatric pathologist who had performed the autopsy on Joshua, stated that his death was due to neck trauma and skull fracture. This report led to the arrest of Sherritt, who has been labeled a baby killer for all of these years. Due to her arrest, Sherritt had to give up her older son, Austin, who is now with a new family. The Association in Defense of the Wrongly Convicted has been helping Sherritt with her cases and have been able to disinter little Joshua's body to run further examinations. Two pathologists have stated that Smith's findings were not correct and that no trauma was found. They believe that the death was caused by accidental suffocation. Sherritt wants an appeal and wants to be freed of being known as a baby killer. Attorney General Michael Bryan announced there will be a public inquiry into Smith's work after discovering that 20 of 45 of his cases reviewed were questionable. After years of neglect, abuse, and exploitation, part-time college workers in Ontario are now fighting to gain the respect they say they deserve. Part-time college faculty has virtually no rights, including the right to join a union under the Collective Bargaining Act. They also don't have the right to collectively bargain. Ashkan Habudi has this report.